is Davin's Den.
Let's play the theme music. Let's see if I can continue my dominance or if the kids have raised their game. We're going to do Worst Dads of the Year. But first, we only get to play this once a year, and tonight's the night. Let's see this.
Boys and girls, today we're going to talk about father and daughter relationships. Do you have a daddy? I'll bet you do. Who's your daddy?
That's fucking creepy.
It's from Eminem. It's good
stuff. It really is.
I like that song. All right, so the ground rules. We each come with three stories of a father who we think is pretty heinous, but who's not either killed or permanently physically damaged their children. We accept emotional damage because really you can fucking rub some dirt on it and walk it off.
Yeah, why not?
Sure, you know. Horrible traits that you learn from your parents, pass on to your kids. That's just good breeding right there. But, but you know, if we didn't allow emotional damage, we wouldn't have a bit. And
we
really,
wouldn't have a kid. That's
yeah.
True.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you got to take some precedent here.
If we didn't allow emotional damage, we wouldn't have a show.
Yeah, really. Emotional damage is the driving force of this shit.
So, Joe, you feel good?
Yeah, I guess.
That's a no. You feel
no,
good?
No, it's not a no. It's that I think I got good stories, but I'm up to, with some stiff competition.
Pip?
Yeah, fairly good.
All right.
What about you?
You are
not as cocky as usual.
No, I really love one of my stories.
Oh, all right.
I really love one of my stories. Another one I feel very good about,
mm-hmm.
But the one I'm about to do now, I've had better.
Yeah, my first round is not my strongest, but I have one that, because I'm really a sick bitch, apparently makes me laugh.
Well, hopefully we don't like have the same
one. But like I was telling him at the writing meeting, I mentioned, yeah, I still got to get my guy, grab my stories. Yes, it's not easy. Like he was shell-shocked. it's not easy. No, it's not easy.
I was telling Pip how my daughter wrote a story, and I might be writing it with Chip and all. You read it.
It's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Fucking kid's a better writer than I am. By a lot.
Damn her.
That's what it's like, well, there's no Sleeping Beauty in here. Yeah, she tried to kill her.
My type of story. It's always bad when I can't pronounce the city it takes place in.
You know what happens too often, but most of the time we can't pronounce the actors in the scene. So, go ahead.
Fujairah, that's where it's taking place, Fujairah.
Okay.
A 42-year-old Gulf national who was referred to Fujairah Criminal Court on Wednesday for tying his 19-year-old daughter with an iron chain, assaulting her and preventing her from going outside the house, the official told Gulf News on Wednesday. I like this. Pip is already incredulous. It already makes me feel better about this.
Well, at least he didn't make him wear a seatbelt in the back seat.
Sure. That would be cruel and unusual punishment. The Fujairah Public Prosecution is pressed. Oh, really? Who wrote this fucking sentence? The Fujairah Public Prosecution is pressing charges. you pussies. Is pressing charges of illegal.
You got to remember, they wrote that as text. They didn't read that to read live on the air.
Well, maybe they did.
This is a man that gets angry for having to pop his peas.
Well, it depends what she looks like. If she's hot, I'll pop her pee.
Yeah, I know you.
Is pressing charges of illegal confinement and torture against the girl's father. The case was referred to court on Wednesday, and a trial date will be announced later. The incident took place 10 days ago at Al-Fasil area of Fujairah, the official said. The girl is a university student and was living with her father and her siblings. The mother was at her family house due to a marital dispute. Yeah, fucking kids can fight for themselves. The mother informed police that her daughter was locked up and the father had tied her with an iron chain. After making sure of the accuracy of the information, Fujairah police raided the house and rescued the girl, who was sent for medical tests. The girl told the police that her father tortured her and chained her, but the man denied the allegations. So here's my thing. If you're down to chaining up your teenager with a real chain, you're a bad parent. You know, anybody could fucking tie up a kid. We've had enough with ropes. But a fucking iron chain like it's a chastity belt, I like that.
You're down with the heavy metal.
I'm down with heavy. Very good. I'm down with heavy metal. I like the extra mile. It's like, you know what? You can't. This is going to be too heavy. You're not even going to try.
Wow.
So that is my number three. All right, Joe, what do you got?
Priest charged with sexually abusing a 10-year-old boy. It is Father's Day.
Oh.
No. But we'll enjoy the story. No, wow, that's a no. No.
Damn it.
No. All right, we're going to forfeit this story.
But you have
really
to tell it now.
I wasn't going to do it. I just wanted to do it because I wanted to find out what the ruling commission would say.
You could have just asked.
No, I wanted to throw it. I just wanted to throw it out there. It's not like the only story I have.
So do you just want to throw this out there and come out with a different number three?
Yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there.
All right, so let's...
Okay. Well, wait, you got to tell us.
Or was it just your run-of-the-mill father molestation?
Was it... I mean, I don't know how to phrase this. Was it a good molestation?
Yeah, I mean, was there anything that makes it outstanding?
It was just your regular run-of-the-mill molestation.
Why
thing.
Waste?
I don't understand why you would thought that would
be good.
All
right, give us a real number
three
now.
Number three.
Now that you've embarrassed yourself.
I didn't embarrass
myself. And the whole Curry clan.
I didn't embarrass myself. Basically, the rules committee was with the Mother's Day thing. There was a lot of the rules committee. So I just thought, just for a goof, that I would throw out this and see what the rules committee would say.
I'm sorry, I was peeking, and I'm thinking the creep that's in the picture that you're holding is what my creep. But go ahead.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Here's your number three story. Here's your real number three story.
Police say the father of the full story, father arrested for a real father, not a father. Well, a father, not a priest father. I gave me a buckwheat face.
I don't even know what that means. By the way, I saw something.
I don't know what that means.
The other day, I'm driving. Maybe it was Virginia or Maryland, and there was a black woman sitting on a porch, and I thought, and it must have been like sunblock or something.
Okay.
But she had white face, and I was thinking, is that right or wrong? A black woman with white face.
She wasn't like portraying a white person. She probably had like cold cream or like,
I don't know. She's sitting out there on the porch for the whole world to see in her white face.
She probably has cold cream on there.
But if I use like tan cold cream, I'd be a fucking racist bigot.
No, if you're wearing a mud face mask, nobody.
Oh, racism is allowed in your own home.
Not if you're not using it to be.
Christ, if you're wearing a mud mask, you're not putting on blackface.
I think she was using it to antagonize me.
No, I think she was using it as a moisturizer.
I think so, too. Not even knowing what's going on.
So what's your story?
Father arrested for child abuse, neglect after infant left outside overnight. Excuse me.
It's not the same creep as mine.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Police say the father of the infant left outside of a Sioux Falls church has been arrested. The 38-year-old is charged with felony child abuse and neglect. Police say the 2-month-old baby was left outside overnight earlier this week. Police say they got a call Tuesday morning. An infant had been found in a car seat abandoned near the door of the Faith Family Church. He was wearing just a short sleeve onesie and had no protection from the elements.
Well, in the father's defense, gotta watch him.
No.
There aren't too many wolves in the neighborhood.
It's in the fucking car.
No,
don't worry about a wolf.
No, it was in a car seat outside the door.
Car seat. Oh, the kid. Oh, the father put him down by.
Yes.
We've all done. Well, you haven't. You're not breathing.
Right.
I've left babies in the car seat.
Right. Sioux Falls police officer Sam Clemens said the woman that found the child said that she was soaked. The baby was soaked. That was just after 8:30 a.m. An hour later, the child's father, Ronald Harrison Jr., and the mother came to the law enforcement center to report the child missing. They forgot. Yeah, they forgot. They didn't know what they did with it.
Oh, my God.
They told police they accidentally lost, forgot, or misplaced the baby at around 8th Street and Spring Avenue.
You deal with keys, you deal with kids.
I know.
That
stupid bag I brought, I left in a parking lot at the gig. That's stupid enough. It wasn't a child.
You remember that night.
Yes, at least I remember.
Yeah, we brought the six-packs
into the house. You were more
concerned
with your bag than they were about their kids.
Apparently, yeah.
We brought the six-packs into the house, but where we put that damn baby?
Had that baby here somewhere.
Davin's patting himself down to look for the baby.
Funny.
No, I was just enjoying feeling myself.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was enjoying watching.
Exhibitionist. The couple told police...
It's in my own fucking house, stupid. I can touch myself and be a racist in my own house. We've established that.
Enjoy. The couple told police that they were arguing and the mother walked off. Court documents said Harrison chased after their nearly two-year-old child and had returned to the area, but no one was there.
Oh, well, they came back.
Yeah, well, yeah. I walked away. I guess that's when they were telling detectives that they both thought the other one had the baby. According to court documents, Harrison told police, quote, "You guys have video. I have kids, and I just leave them by the fucking side of the road." Harrison was arrested subsequently on $10,000 cash bond. There's a lot of things that a lot of bad things that could have happened when you're talking about leaving a child that young outside in the cold in that rain for a period of time. Video surveillance confirms the parents left the area 2:45 Monday afternoon. The child was discovered 18 hours later.
Oh my God.
During the time the baby was left outside, Sioux Falls received around 3 inches of rain, and the low temperature was 54 degrees of a baby sitting out there with a short sleeve onesie.
Well, you can't go searching. It's raining out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Cold. What do you got?
Ugh. Wow. Japanese father arrested for allegedly caging son for over 20 years.
Oh, wow. This is her number three.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, uh-oh, Sheriff, looks like we got problems.
Wow, Pip should work without a computer more often.
Japanese police have arrested a 73-year-old man suspected of keeping his son in a wooden cage for over 20 years. Yoshitani Yamasaki said he locked up his son, now 42, because he suffered mental problems and was sometimes violent, according to officials quoted by a public
broadcaster. So when the kid was 22, he locked him up?
No, he's, no.
This is important.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I guess.
Uh-oh, ruling committee. But hold on. All right, read, because we're going to have a discussion.
Oh.
That's good, because it's a radio show. I know, stupid.
The cage.
You tell me.
You handle this yourself, Joe. I'll
back. The cage, 1 meter in height and less than 2 meters wide, was
Can you do that? I don't. That's foreign units of measure.
Yeah,
give it to me in feet and inches.
I don't really know.
I'm baffled by it.
I don't really know, but we'll get to the pertinent point. Was in a hut next to Mr. Yamasaki's house in the city of Sanda. The son, who now suffers a bent back, is being looked after by authorities. So apparently, it's too short for him to stand
and these
up
are straight. Asian, so they're not very tall to begin with.
Yeah, so
there
it must
you go.
Be, yeah, right. So it must be small.
Mm-hmm. See how I use my deductive reasoning?
Thank mm-hmm. you. Local Thank media you. Report he yeah. has been in the care.
So you're looking for the, you see, you're looking for that praise again that you were talking about earlier in the show.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay. You see that.
Not going to find it with you two.
No. Do you know where you are?
Time to clean house. Find some sycophants.
Go get some suck-ups.
If the president can have it in the cabinet, I should be able to have it on this stupid fucking show.
You're in the jungle, baby. You're going to die.
Things never heard at a cabinet meeting with President Trump. They powder his ass. Where are those people? Pruitt will be out of work soon. I'll fucking bring his ass over here. I'll get Pruitt in sessions to replace both you motherfuckers.
Here you go. Here's some McDonald's.
I don't like McDonald's.
Well, he does. Local media reports said he had been in the care of a social welfare facility in western Japan since January. A visit by a city official to Mr. Yamasaki's home at the time alerted authorities to the 42-year-old man's confinement. Investigators believe Mr. Yamasaki began confining his mentally ill son from the age of 16 when he began to act up.
Right now he's 42, and if it's 20 years, that's 36. You got problems.
No,
you got problems.
He started doing it when he was 16, and
he's 42
on.
Now.
Yeah,
and so he said he was locked up for 20 years.
Well, I know. Maybe their math is wrong.
I don't think it's their math that's wrong. I think we have a technicality.
No, it's saying that.
But I think we almost had the thing was on your story in the Mother's Day one, where it was an ongoing thing, but it was when it was discovered.
No. If it was going on throughout this past year, then it's fine. My concern is it stopped a while ago and it's just being reported now.
No.
I believe it was going on during this year.
This is that a visit by a city official to the home alerted.
When was the date of the visit?
Well, he's been in this is in April of 2018.
But when was the date of the visit?
He's been in a social welfare facility since January.
That doesn't answer the
question. Yeah, I know, but then they must have done the visit, and then in January they moved him to a social facility.
You're assuming a lot there.
Well, no, they left him caged up after
they
found
him. No, I don't know
what
he might have been fucking wandering around. I don't fucking know what he's doing.
No.
I think how many years did they say he was caged? Go back to
they said 20 years.
All right, and it started at 16, so that brings it to 36, and he's 42.
No, it said for over 20 years.
For over 20
years. Over 20 years.
Double check that. I don't trust her. She's a liar, Joe. She's
I
a liar.
I am not.
Check her words.
He's in a cage for over 20 years.
Why wouldn't they say over 25?
I don't know, but they said that he's. They started doing it when he was 16, and then they found a city official went there, and then since January, he's been in a facility.
You would think since the city official, to be her advocate, you would think he's been there since January, the city official would have had been there during the course between June of last year and December of this year.
It's just there's a lot of gaps that we don't have answers to.
No, there's not gaps.
There's gaps.
No.
They don't give us the date when he was found. You normally get that in a story.
Well, he was
because somebody has to find him.
He was.
It doesn't say they found him in the cage. They visited and saw the cage.
Wait. For the time being, police have only arrested the pensioner for caging his son for 36 hours on the 18th of January. So they arrested the old guy.
Well, 36 hours is a lot different than 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
He might have just come to visit dad, and dad's like, hey, let's do this for old time's sake.
That was the only thing they could prove. But they saw the cage, and they saw him all bent up, and the guy said he started caging him up when he was 16 for acting up.
I say the judges approve it.
It's debatable. You got to do better.
It's the same.
So we're going to allow this horseshit.
We're going to allow it because basically that was what we had on a story from the Mother's Day show where I was under the impression if everything happened years previously.
But it's a completely different story. The kid's locked up for 36 hours or 20 years.
But
it's
the date. When they discovered it was January. Was that correct?
Right.
So that makes the story valid. It falls into that loophole.
Are you going to argue yours against her?
So I'm saying, and it says, Mr. Yamasaki has reportedly admitted the allegations, telling authorities that he fed his son every day. How nice of you. And allowed him to bathe every other day. Oh, what a humanitarian.
It could have been worse.
I'm actually going to concede the story to her, because that's a more horrible story, so it's going to be you and her.
Yeah, I'm going to concede, too.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, I mean, my poor bastard wins.
If we're going to allow 20 years versus the 19-year-old.
Well, the funny thing is, I know why you were pressing that loophole, but it's like, no.
We're going to examine this
because that rule was prevalent on the Mother's
Day
show.
Here's what I'm going to predict. This is going to be her best story because she often fucks up the ordering of it. Because that one could have been a number
all right,
one.
Sour grapes.
That's going to be her best story. That was a good story.
That was a very good one.
A good story.
All right, Joe, you go. Or Pip, you go. You go, Pip.
All right. Father arrested for biting infant son in the face.
Oh, the tasty.
Knox County, Kentucky, of course. And this happened June 11th, 2018. Kentucky State Police arrested...
June 11th, 2018. It's good. It's 2018, not 17, stupid.
Okay.
You got all excited.
Stop it. You wag your tail, too.
You got excited.
But that's just so people go, ooh, nice tail.
It was yesterday. Kentucky State Police arrested a man Monday after he allegedly bit his infant son on the face. Troopers went to the Barberville ARH emergency room where a three-month-old boy was being treated for a bite injury. They were told the bite came from the baby's father, Eric Bays. And doesn't this creep look very much like the creep in your story?
Yeah, they all fit the profile.
Yeah, they all kind of look like the same creep.
White guy, far away stare with fucking nerd glasses.
Yeah, but I...
Crew cut.
I looked over at Joe's story and I was like, oh, crap, he's got the same creep. No, this is a unique creep. After police tracked down Bays, he told them he was watching his son Sunday night and became frustrated when the infant would not stop crying. Because that, how dare it?
Bays
tried several things to calm the baby.
I will say though, biting doesn't usually stop the crying.
No.
No, they're gonna scream more.
Yeah,
stupid.
I never bit. I don't know.
When those did not work, troopers say Bays admitted to becoming angry and biting his son on the left cheek above his jawline. According to a citation, Bays said that he knew he should not have bit his son and wants to find help for his anger. Bays was charged with second-degree criminal abuse of a child under 12. He was taken to the Knox County Detention Center. Now,
I will say,
I submit, baby biter, baby biter.
I will say, so far my prediction was correct. The other father's worse than this fucking guy. This guy just lost his temper in the moment. The other one locked his kid up for 20 years. That one's so much worse. She doesn't know how to order her shit.
Oh.
That's the problem. I mean, yeah, this guy's a bad dad, but it's run-of-the-mill shit.
Yeah, but no, it's
run-of-the-mill. That's
of the
why
mill.
This thing, we gotta stop doing it. This is horrible.
I gotta tell you, much more impressed with your third story than with that one.
Well, I tell you, this one is he lost his shit because the baby was crying, and we know that people get frustrated with
babies
crying.
Have you ever been around a baby that won't stop crying?
Yes.
For a long time?
I did not bite it in the face.
I understand, but you understand the aggravation.
I understand the aggravation.
If you're not well-equipped, biting seems like a solution. Not a good solution, but a solution. Because it goes like this, and we've all heard this. I'll give you something to cry about. We've all heard that from a parent, and this one acted on it.
But you do recognize that is an insane thing.
I'm not nominating him for like a prize as my best parent, but I get that.
He was just a little, I'll give you something to cry about, good, because I've been bullshitting around with this one issue. I'm pissing in the wind with this. Give me something good about.
I really want to get some lusty cries.
You know, I've been crying, but my heart hasn't really been in it. I've just been an asshole. But give me something really good. I'll get, you know.
Give me something I can suck my teeth into. Yeah. Like a baby.
Yeah. We're going to do my favorite story now.
Yay.
Oh, all right.
Not necessarily my number one story.
Okay.
But my favorite story. A Michigan man has been arrested for incest and sexual assault after authorities, and that's fine. We hear that all the time. Why is he picking this one? After authorities say he fathered a child with his own daughter. All right, go on. He gave claims that he never had sex with his daughter, that he just gave her a cup of his semen. But he doesn't know what she did with it. And here we go. Here we go. A straight cup of semen. How does this go? Gregory St. Andre, 37, is accused of sexually abusing his 20-year-old daughter and getting her pregnant. After the daughter gave birth to a boy in February, her mother went to the police to report her suspicions of incest. St. Andre's unidentified wife, who has filed for divorce, good move, told the press that she and other family members had long suspected the abuse. But why do anything? She added that they were unable to convince Child Protective Services of the crisis and that her daughter refused help, with St. Andre's father thwarting for their efforts. Michelle Truzowski, the daughter's aunt, told reporters, "We've been through this for years. It's just madness. It's tearing the family apart and her ass."
And all the Dixie cups are driving us crazy.
With the Dixie cups?
Only drinking scene.
St. Andre.
That got you.
St. Andre pleaded not guilty to three counts of third-degree sexual misconduct. He says he never had sex with his daughter, but he's not denied the baby. He's not denied being the baby's father.
Wow.
He has also listed his relationship status on Facebook as "it's complicated."
Yeah. You think? Oh,
instead, St. Andre maintains that he, quote, willingly gave the daughter a cup of his semen. Because you wouldn't want to be forced to get that on you.
Oh.
But he doesn't know what she did with it. Yeah, that's the side.
She's going to bring it to show and tell the next day?
Well, she's 20. She's a little old for that show.
I'll just say that I don't want to go to Thanksgiving at that house.
No, you don't. I don't want your giblets.
Yeah, God knows what's in the turkey.
Yeah.
God knows what it's been basted with.
Details as to...
This stuffing tastes a little salty.
You know the taste of sperm, do you? Okay.
No.
Details as to exactly how or why St. Andre to bestow the cup of semen upon his daughter have not yet been made public.
I now hereforth bestow upon you, my only daughter, this cup of semen.
It's like being knighted. After St. Andre was freed on bond, a judge set a no-contact order between the accused father and his daughter. Family members said that St. Andre ignored the injunction and repeatedly reached out to the daughter and her boyfriend via telephone and social media. Guess who I banged? Your girlfriend!
His daughter and her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
On Monday, prosecutors filed an emergency motion to revoke St. Andre's bond. The judge raised it to $60,000 cash, and the defense said St. Andre has gotten the message. St. Andre reportedly has five other children who he's also been ordered to not contact. He's due back in court for a pretrial hearing on June 26th. So here are my arguments for it. I feel very good about this one, by the way. When your best defense is, "I didn't fuck her, but I willingly gave her a cup of sperm," you're an all-time bad dad. A cup of juice, I get it. I give my daughter a cup of juice.
Oh.
Cup of water, sure. Cup of milk, yeah. Cup of jizz, no. Never good to share your jizz with your spawn. There's certain things you shouldn't do. And if I gave somebody a cup of my jizz, I would make sure I know what happened to it. You can't just be jerking off into cups and leaving it up to chance. You got to track that shit. You got to put low jack on your jack sauce.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the other guy just left the kid outside in the rain. So you worried about the cup?
Well, there's a lot of little kids floating around in there. Yeah. Because you got to know what happened to it. It isn't like a Frisbee that may get stuck on a neighbor's roof and you move on with your day. This is a little bit more serious.
When I'm getting the chiz cup up there.
Sure. If only I could shoot that high, Joe. Five other kids who he can't have contact with. I'm guessing the authorities are afraid he may fuck or give them jizz as gift baskets. Everybody gets. And you get jizz. And you get jizz. And you get jizz.
Things Oprah never said for 200, Alex.
And really, here's the thing. You don't go to the cup of jizz defense unless you were fucking her and got her pregnant. Like, when the cup of jizz is your go-to to get me out of shit, you were doing worse stuff.
I tripped and fell into her.
Yeah.
And bonus loser points for the It's Complicated Facebook status.
Oh, God. Oh.
And bonus spite points for contacting the boyfriend.
What the fuck?
Is she with you tonight? I thought tonight was my night with her.
And how old was the daughter?
What's a good age for this type of behavior, Joe?
I'm just curious.
20.
Okay.
All right, Joe. I feel very good about this story. Joe?
California dad charged with sex crimes after 10 kids rescued from a filthy home. The father of 10...
So it's never an immaculate home. It's not where they were plowing the 9-year-old, but the house is spotless.
Yeah. Well, if that's a standard, imagine what's happening in my house.
No, no.
Joe just made the biggest eyes at
dun,
me.
Dun, dun, dun.
You can't get a tire off. I'm afraid of what you are getting off in there. Oh, that meets your approval? Thank goodness. I feel complete. Yeah.
The father of 10 children, who authorities were violently abused and living in horrible conditions in the Fairfield, California home, has been charged with 4 counts of committing lewd acts with a child under the age 14.
That's why he wanted to know the age. Yeah. That could just be giving somebody the middle finger. That's a lewd act. Maybe saying fuck Trump. Maybe the kids were getting a Tony Award. I don't know. Maybe they were calling Ivanka Trump a cunt. Those are lewd acts.
You're upping your game. All right, good. Now they're getting funnier now. All right, good. Okay.
Oh, I'm just getting loose up.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. All right, now we're getting some quality into it. All right.
Lewd acts with a child. They all got on the front lawn and screamed, fuck Trump.
The new charges were filed against Jonathan Allen, 29, on Thursday as he appeared in Solano County Superior Court with his wife, 31-year-old Ina Rogers. Allen also faced nine counts of felony child abuse and 7 counts of felony torture.
That's torture.
Roger faces 9 counts of felony child abuse and child neglect involving all 10 children. He pleaded not guilty.
What does that mean, child neglect? Like he did or didn't diddle them all? I don't know. What's that mean?
He might have diddled one. Looks like he diddled one lewd act on.
So then he was neglecting the other kids.
Yeah, he was neglecting and he committed a lewd act with a child. They're saying child under the age 14. Let's see. Prosecutors alleged the children, who range in age from 4 months to 12 years old, lived in filth and were neglected after police did a search of their home on March 31st. Which is data proof on this.
Yeah.
March 31st. One of the children, a 12-year-old, was reported missing. He ran like hell.
Glad that amuses you.
Well, sorry. Really?
Police Good story, man. You're laughing.
Police conducted a health and safety search and discovered the kids living in squalor and unsafe conditions. Garbage, rotten food, animal and human feces, because why won't we have a variety, were found strewn throughout the house. Officials said the children were allegedly punched, kicked, and strangled, shot with a BB gun.
Oh, that's funny.
And across...
Finally, you woke me up.
This ass lectures me not even a minute ago.
Finally,
not
something
even
creative.
A minute ago.
I was falling asleep.
Oh, please.
I was falling. This is.
You are an awful person.
No, I know how this game is played.
We both stink. Because number one, you point your finger at me laughing, and then you're cowling at the other shit 2 minutes later.
No, I was only howling at the BB guns. I like that little special touch.
Oh, okay. So let's make him chuckle again. The children were allegedly punched, kicked, strangled, shot with a BB gun and a crossbow, and subject to waterboarding by Allen while their mother, Rogers, did nothing to stop it.
This is number two?
Yes, numero dos. During a jailhouse interview after he was arrested, Alan reportedly told KCRA-TV that he's the most loving parent that I could possibly be.
I love some good delusion, I must admit.
Yeah.
And compared himself to Indiana Jones when it comes to spirituality. Yes, he compared himself to Indiana Jones when it comes to spirituality. Apparently, the cops called bullshit because he's being held on $5.2 million bail.
Oh, wow. I don't understand the spirituality. What, snake rituals? What?
Well, take a look at this motherfucker. I mean, you know.
What is with that tattoo?
It's coming out of his eyeball.
On his face.
Yeah, really.
Well, that's interesting. It got a little more interesting towards the end.
I'm sorry I kind of lightened the mood.
No, because honestly, it was the run-of-the-mill abuse that we get all the time. I really wasn't impressed.
Oh, okay.
You introduce a crossbow in Indiana Jones. I admit it. My interest is piqued.
Oh, no. I know we don't go for quantity over quality, but my God, is that a list?
Yes.
This is terrible that he had
one
sex
horrible
with his
incident.
Daughter.
This is a multitude.
No,
of
it's not a horrible incident. He's regularly having sex with his daughter and leaving her jizz presents.
Okay, was she shot, punched,
yes,
strangled?
Yes, she was shot. How do you think she got pregnant, stupid?
Was she waterboarded?
I don't know. Did this guy call all the little girl's friends and say, "Hey, guess what I'm doing to your girlfriend?" No, this guy's ruining relationships.
No. This guy is a bad dude, and it's a lot worse.
And this guy's
a bigger volume.
How do you know what his load is?
No, but look, he's a bad guy, but on sheer volume and sheer.
By the way, nobody thinks your guy rates.
No, I know. I
told you she was going to do her list all wrong.
Yeah.
I told you. She had an all-timer there in the number three hole.
Yeah, I did.
I think.
And my guy's finding number three holes too.
I think on the sheer amount of horror, this one is the one.
That is just, I have to say he's right. His beats you because it's unbelievable the amount of, like, tension
and
all the things.
Waterboarding.
Yeah, but all the things he did, the waterboarding.
According to the president, waterboarding's fine. And you're a Trump guy.
For ISIS, not little kids.
One of the kids' name might be ISIS. You don't have the names.
No.
You don't fucking know.
Kicked.
One of the children was named ISIS.
Punched.
It's okay.
That's boring.
No.
Feces strewn through the house.
We hear that all the time.
We get the filth all the time.
Even a comedy condo's not this bad.
It's close.
let me see the picture.
You remember the last place we shared?
Yes.
I can't.
Yeah.
Pip's like, I can't relate. That
no,
looks
no,
like dog
I
poop.
Can't,
come
I
on
can't,
the road.
I can't tell. Is that the pattern on the floor, or is that all filth?
That's filth.
Oh, my God.
Yes. We're not. Ding, 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 ding.
No. I'm sorry. But Joe's is so much worse. That poor girl being raped by her father.
Wasn't raped. She consented. It was good.
Oh, the incest is nasty and wrong. But this is, it's unbelievable.
My story's funnier.
You laugh.
Funnier.
You laughed when I got to page two.
You laughed at the BB guns.
With the BB guns. Yeah, but just in the future, no one gives a shit about a filthy home every fucking year.
So it's being judged on the comedy element? What are we?
Fuck, a little creativity. I was very bored with your story till the end. Weren't you a little bored with his story?
No. But what pushed me over the edge was the waterboarding the children.
Liberal.
No. If you ever saw somebody. I saw somebody being.
Really, John McCain, was it too much for you?
Yes, it was. Call me a pussy if you want. Waterboarding.
Snowflake.
It's beyond the pale. He wins. He wins this round.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'd just say for the Indiana Jones thing. That's why I would give it, because that left me confused.
Yeah,
that left me confused, but the waterboarding pushed me right over the edge.
All right. Go, Joe.
Father 31 is arrested for child sex abuse after his daughter 9 is caught researching porn at school to learn about what her dad does to her at night.
Oh.
Well, at least she knows how to use the internet.
Well, these kids, they're smart, you know.
We just had to show what happened on a dollar, us and Art, when we were kids. See, now you're laughing.
No time for that touch the show me on a doll shit.
we got high speed.
I got to go on Pornhub. A 31-year-old man has been arrested for child abuse after his 9-year-old daughter was caught looking at pornography at school to learn about what he did to her at night. Anthony Gurea was arrested Wednesday in San Antonio, Texas, after teachers at the Elk Elementary School contacted Child Services. She was caught researching pornography on one of the school's iPads. The nine-year-old said the abuse had been going on since she was eight, the Houston Chronicle reports. Staff contacted Child Services, who alerted police. Gary was arrested on Wednesday. He is being held in Bexar County Jail on a felony charge of continuous sexual assault of a child. His bond was set at $75,000. The man was investigated by Child Protection Services for abusing the girl and her sister. The Texas Department of Family Protective Services did not respond to requests.
I think we have another instance where he did not know how to order his stories. I think his second story is worse than this story.
I do too.
That seems to be the downfall tonight.
Yeah.
I really would have liked to have seen the cage versus Joe's last story in the final round.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. I mean, not awful, but yeah.
You know why I made it one? Because basically, child abuse, researching porn at school. You know,
waterboarding, to quote you, punch, kicked, strangled, molesting 14. I don't even know how you did that when you had that one in the chamber. That's just, all right. I don't feel good about your chances, Joe. Pip, what do you got?
Parents arrested, father accused of prostituting 7-year-old daughter.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. I think I got the same one.
Do you?
I think so.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
How inconvenient. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Well, no, I was right. You don't have number one.
Right. I want to hear yours because I think you didn't do a right order.
Oh, no. You got to hear this story.
Right. An Albuquerque father is accused of prostituting his 7-year-old daughter in exchange for drugs. The little girl also told investigators her dad would make her steal people's wallets because her family needed money for food and water. James Stewart, 37. Oh, Jimmy Stewart, I'm ashamed of you.
Well, I'm going to send you out to Hooks, little one. You go out and touch people's penises. I suppose people around here don't expect that, but that's what we're going to do.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jimmy Stewart faces 5 charges in all.
Looks
human
like
trafficking, criminal sexual contact of a minor, child abuse, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and promoting prostitution. He was arrested late Wednesday night at an Albuquerque motel. The girl's mother, Terry Sanchez, was booked late Thursday night. She's been charged with child abuse and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. This happened May 2018.
Joe, can I go up against her because Mai has more heinous details? She didn't do that story justice.
Oh, hold on. Spokesman for the Attorney General's Office, James Hallinan, provided KOB with a statement in regards to Sanchez's arrest. Attorney General Balderas can confirm special agents from his office arrested Terry Sanchez last night in connection with an ongoing investigation, and she is currently in custody at MDC. Authorities accused the father of forcing his daughter to perform sex acts on both men and women. Special agents in the New Mexico Attorney General's office began investigating on April 18th.
I'm sorry, the left just say, no, get down there, get down there. Like a dog walk looks out of a water dish. You can do it here.
Oh, my God.
I don't ever want to hear how I'm horrible.
Oh, God.
No,
oh, my God.
You found a voice you could do, and you're willing to go with it, lose all sense of decency with it. You're proud of yourself. You're just trying to figure out how to work it in the act. I know you.
No, I can't do that on stage.
Why not? It gets laughs.
Oh, my God.
Do it on Saturday when we're together. I dare you.
I
double dog dare you.
I think not.
Oh, you're no fun. Yeah.
Well, the Attorney General's office began investigating on April 18th after a nurse at the girl's school told them she believed the 7-year-old student was a sexual assault victim. School staff noticed numerous troubling signs. According to court documents, the girl would regularly fall asleep in class and said, Mom made me hustle last night when asked why. One day,
run it out, wrong hustle.
Yeah. No.
One day, the girl showed up to school wearing what the teacher described as overtly sexual provocative with high-heeled dress shoes, had press-on nails, wore makeup, and had her hair done, quote-unquote.
She had to go to work after school.
Last November, the teacher noticed blood in the girl's underwear as she showed up to class smelling like urine. The girl and her 8-year-old brother hadn't attended
school.
Sounds
like Joe after a compound party.
Yeah. Yeah. And?
That's the best you
your
got?
Your point. Blood in the underwear, that's your point. The girl and her 8-year-old brother hadn't attended school since March 20th. Investigators learned the girl and her family were homeless and had recently checked out of a hotel off I-25. The girl and her brother were placed in Children, Youth, and Families Department custody last Tuesday when investigators finally tracked them down with their mom. According to criminal complaint, the girl told investigators Stewart would make her perform sex acts on his friends. And in exchange for performing the sexual acts on these men and women, her father receives weed and pipes and other stuff. The girl also said her mom would hit her and force her to panhandle by herself, and her father would make her steal people's wallets so the family could buy food and water. Office of the Attorney General still gathering evidence and investigating.
Do you know why he made her do the stealing?
No.
Does your story have that?
Wait a second.
Yeah, we'll stop the show.
No. I'm sorry.
Because she had the smallest hands and was better to steal with.
Oh, my God.
That was the father's fucking reasoning, because she had the smallest hands.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Let's see what else I got in this fucking story. It's the same fucking story.
That's so terrible.
Also, a portal where... The children were placed in state custody and rescued from Balderas, described as unimaginable exploitation and horrific risk.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, they were homeless.
Right.
They were in a motel. I guess they left the motel, so they had no place to live, and no place apparently to hustle their kids out for weed and pipes and stuff. So this 7-year-old daughter is that filthy enough for you?
It's got two other kids too.
Yeah. Well, there's the son.
They're all panhandling.
They're
all panhandling.
They're sending little kids out to panhandle.
So, Joe, what you want to go up against that?
On that one, no. That'll beat it out, because it was a repeat. That was just one instance that beats it out. So in the instance of this, what do you guys do? It's the same story.
We split it, and Pip
we
wins.
We split it.
Pip would win, because she got two stories on the board.
All right.
I actually won. Oh, my God. I'd like to thank my own father for not showing up in the game.
I don't think it would have been in the past year since he's dead, so
no,
even if he did show up, he'd be disqualified.
Right, he would be. But I'd like to thank him for not being one of these guys' role models. I'd like to thank... No,
There's one story I didn't do. It wasn't strong enough, but it's just, like, ridiculous. Police arrested a Las Cruces man suspected of striking his 2-year-old daughter because the young child gave him a look that reminded him of his ex.
Been there.
I know, but it's... like I said, it's not. It was, you know, I'm not going to battle with it, but it's like,
see, yeah, again, it would have been your dad would have been interesting going up against this story. Your number two dad,
yeah. This I had a story, and it wasn't strong enough for the game, but this was like, oh my God, dude, in Sheboygan.
That's where the trolley goes from Ohio.
A father was arrested for OWI. I guess that's their DUI.
OWI.
Outside under the influence.
And child neglect after two children, ages 1 and 2, fell out of his vehicle as he drove through an intersection.
That happens. You go fast, take chances.
He didn't notice that the people were driving behind, and they jammed on the brakes, and they realized that toddlers just fell out of the guy's van. And
sure, sometimes it happens with butterscotch out of my pockets.
They stopped the guy, and he was like, he didn't believe him. I don't think you're right. I don't think they're missing.
Why don't you take a peek in the back stairs?
He kept going.
My neck's hurt. I can't turn my head.
Yeah, I know. He was not aware that they had fallen out of the van. Isn't that lovely? The kids were fine.
So recap the stories, the top stories.
Okay, so number one, there was...
Number three,
I'm sorry. You're right.
Oh, she's fucking giddy with joy.
Yeah.
Let her bask for a moment.
Best thing that's happened to her this week.
And that's saying a lot.
Glad children's abuse has picked up your week.
I know, isn't it terrible? Number three.
Just a smile on your face about it is.
My story was 20 years in a cage for that poor bastard.
20 years in the cage. Or as Joe called it, life with his ex.
Oh, yeah.
Be a year on Friday, I'm gone.
Good. Joe left the baby.
You know what
outside.
Would have saved that marriage? A trip to Virginia.
Funny. Not this time. I filed for divorce too this week.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Joe left the baby outside, or rather, his story did. Davin was with the heavy metal dad that wrapped a 19-year-old daughter in chains.
No, you don't. No, just give the top winners. We don't need.
Oh, the winners.
Yes.
Okay.
But
so
I fucking explain it to her every time.
Be nice. Water basque.
Why? I don't have to be nice to her.
All right.
Joe won number two.
Yay.
With the filth and felony father.
Again, a bad choosing.
I thought it was good.
No, the story was good.
That was number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I thought the porn thing was the little kid watching the porn was.
Oh, I could
just
argue
on the emotion because we're going for the emotional. The emotion.
I mean, it's terrible. That
they're all terrible.
For that.
That goes without saying.
Yeah. You can figure because we even said the beginning of the show, there's at the beginning of the segment that it, we go for the emotional damage, and that was pretty much emotional damage. So that's why I went with.
No,
that
we didn't
one.
Say we go for emotional damage. We say we tolerate emotional damage. We go for creativity and entertainment value.
And the most creative.
Because after all, it is a show.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes, you bring in spirituality of Indiana Jones waterboarding in a BB gun. You got my attention.
Yeah.
But feces and kicking and putting, yeah, feh. That's a number three at best.
That old gag.
Yeah. Oh, they lived in filth. Boo-hoo-hoo.
Boo-hoo-hoo. You ever been on the road?
Exactly.
In a condo?
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, do you think I misnumbered it now? Because number
yes,
one was
well,
the...
yes, because your number two should have been your number three.
The baby biter should have been number three.
Right.
But I just thought it was bad.
And then it would have been, then
the
would have been interesting if I had that story. Joe had the waterboarding, and you had the 20 years in a cage.
Yeah.
Then that's a fucking argument. That's a debate I could sink my teeth into.
I know, but the thing is, this made me win.
Yes, it made you win. See how good she is without a computer?
7-year-old prostitute for the win. Oh, sorry.
But it gets, you know, it gets interesting finding the stories.
Yeah.
There's and nothing then, interesting about finding the stories.
It's
fucking tedious.
He sounded like he started the meeting.
By
on
the
Saturday.
Way, I don't think we had anybody from Florida or Pennsylvania.
I'm shocked.
Wow.
I know.
Disappointing.
I know, a little bit. Yeah. You know what? Florida, Pennsylvania, step up your game.
They're usually so awful.
I know. I know. Well, they'll be more awful
transient
next
states.
Year, I'm sure.
I don't know what their orientation is.
Well, Florida. Florida's a transient state.
What does that mean?
Just
oh, because everybody's
just coming
in
and out.
Yeah,
coming in and out.
So anyway, you're saying, so it's the searching. You search for the story.
The searching for that. It's just you try to get it, and you're, like, you're looking for the awfulness, and if the kids live, and you feel like a creep. You know. You do.
You do.
A lot of times go, yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Well, with like the biting the baby, it's a bad decision. But I could see that.
But you know what? It's like it's like reading, you know, these stories. Like, oh my God, this is awful. But let me tell you something. Sitting in jury duty, grand jury duty for 20 days, and this shit they paraded in front of us day in and day out. This is like doesn't even faze me anymore.
Really?
Yeah,
oh God,
stuff worse than that. Yeah.
Why don't you use some of those stories?
We had a couple of child rape cases in there. They brought in the little girl to explain this. That was awful. You just want to go. Where is this son of a bitch? I'll strangle him now. You know?
Yeah.
You know. So, and then we would walk out. It'd be a late case. So we'd all leave to go home.
Yeah.
And there's the mother and the daughter, and you feel awful because we're going home. They're still living this, you know? So, yeah, it wasn't fun.
It does bring out the murderous rage in you when
it does.
When
it really,
you see
it's like, how
people
can you do
being
a
that,
thing like that, man? It's awful.
For real? I mean, aside from the game, you do want to, like, go and, like...
Absolutely, yeah. It's horrible, horrible.
Kind of really brought a fucking bummer down to the whole fucking bit there, didn't you, Joe? It was nice of you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to get a little sorbet over the giggling and laughing we've had over these horrible stories.
It's a comedy
show. I understand.
More or
that.
Less.
But on this, we're more than
but
that.
Right now, less.
But we're more than that.
No, we are more than that.
That.
We actually
have to preface it
we
with
actually
a little
do
serious
have a heart.
Tone before we close out the segment.
Don't do this to your kids at home, parents listening.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, please don't beat them. We don't actually enjoy the children's
we,
suffering.
We don't endorse.
We just like winning.
We don't endorse crossbowing or waterboarding or giving your kid a cup of jizz.
We just laugh at it.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Like the awful, awful people we are.
That's right.
I still say cup of jizz is fucking genius.
Oh,
I don't know what she did with it. What happened to the jizz? Hey, I left that game into it.
Sounds like a new product that came out. Just new. Lipton's new cup of jizz.
Joe, if this was your child, you could just say you just gave her a cup of Joe.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
He could.
Somebody had to. And I had to.
You took the reins.
I see something and I shall jump on. See something, say something.
I see an opportunity at mirth and I will take the
Why
opportunity.
Why are these two overgrown clowns not jumping on? Out of my way, you two buffoons. This is clearly a case for Pip.
Let me run at it and jump on it and tackle it. Mine.
They must be off their game. It's right there.
Overgrown clowns is such a good, because like when we write, Chip just tolerates us.
Chip gets lost in his own thoughts.
Yeah.
How can I escape? That's where his thoughts.
He gets lost in his thoughts. It's fine.
Yeah. We're crowned clowns.
Things were changed. We'll see how it is as far as the TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay. People got cut.
Men have died.
Pip Felix dies in the second scene. It's a crying shame.
Yeah, fuck!
Yeah, sorry.
Well, you know, we had to create some tension.
Oh,
Joe shot her with a crossbow.
No, funny. I think your guys were just like burning me in effigy.
No.
No, you don't rape.
Wow.
See?
He said.
I know we did.
I know, Joe.
Oh. Good cop, bad cop.
Which one are you?
I'm the good cop.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Believe. Yeah. What does that make you? God.
Makes me God.
Yes, no.
Thank you, Pip.
No.
Any port in a storm. All right. Well, that was fun. Congratulations, Pip, on a win.
I'm stunned.
I really felt good about my number one, and so did you.
Yeah, I'm enjoying.
Yeah, what are the odds?
You know, because then I would have won. Like if she didn't have, like say I had that and I won out, because then I would have had the top spot if we split it all.
Right. But, well, see, that's why I'm enjoying this walk down the catwalk with my bouquet of poison ivy. For having won this disgusting tribute.
You going to yell, fuck Trump?
Yeah.
Why not? She does it on the ride home when she turns on the radio.
Fuck Trump! Fuck it! Fuck!
I like now everybody's like offended by fuck Trump. It's like,
oh,
stop.
Please.
Who the fuck cares?
Oh, my God. Could they be snowflakes?
Such fucking snowflakes. It's so fun to see the right get offended about the vulgarity. All the vulgarity! And then the news plays like the clips of all the awful things Trump said, where at the time was just telling it like it is not politically correct. It's like, come on, assholes, this is the world you wanted, this is the world you got. Nobody has any fucking decency anymore. Everybody just has to spurt out their most vulgar thoughts now because somebody's going to applaud it. This is the world you wanted, don't cry.
Oh, wait. I thought that was our show.
Well, no, but you didn't want politically correct. You didn't want niceties. You didn't want fucking decorum. Well, the left sees it now, too. And, like, we'll play your game. So now you got assholes on the left and assholes on the right just screaming shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get offended at one if you're not going to get offended at the other. I mean, I go, ugh. Oh. But the only difference is, like, I was having this conversation on my Facebook page. Well, one of them's president and can make policy. That's the only difference. But as far as like people on the right yelling vulgar shit and people on the left yelling vulgar shit, it's pretty much all the same.
It's a free for all.
It's pretty much all everybody screaming for attention because they're so bereaved and they can't contain it anymore that they must be vulgar.
Mm-hmm. We've lost our words.
Well, no, he found his. They just were not nice words. he definitely had words.
No, but I mean, we have lost a lot of decorum.
I didn't even I didn't even go on YouTube or anything to see it because I'm like, it's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get weary of it.
What was
all.
He trying to do other than to say fuck? Like, was he trying to make a statement?
I'm not really sure. I didn't actually watch him do it. I just heard about
it
with both fists
but,
up.
But
you
the
know?
Interesting thing is now when all the people on the right go, yeah, De Niro was never a good actor, and fuck that guy. that's the funny thing. It's like, no, he was never one of the best actors. Just a doddering old fool. That's what he's always been.
No, my whole thing was I tweeted today. I said, we should not go see any of De Niro's new movies, and they should all be flops. And I go, oh, yeah, that's right. Because his movies stink now. And I put the hashtag, I go, concentrate on not destroying your legacy, stupid.
Well, the Meet the Fockers wasn't
that
old.
Was good, but then it went down. You know, then it went downhill from there.
I mean, he's done a bunch of shit.
That's what I meant.
I didn't mean to say shit. I'll be honest. Like, I don't go and see De Niro in the movies per se. But if I happen to be scrolling around and I see De Niro's in a movie and I hadn't seen it on cable,
I might watch it.
Yeah, because if De Niro's in it, it's got to be good.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it. No, he's a phenomenal actor. You know,
until he said fuck Trump, now he's dead to me.
No,
no. But the stuff that he's been coming out with is like stinkeroo.
He's upset, and I guess the president went back at De Niro tonight because you know he had a full day of being presidential. Yeah. Got a long flight home. Where's my Twitter fingers? They've been itching to tweet.
Well, I'm exhausted from
flight.
That.
What?
You get bored on a flight?
Sure. He's got free internet.
You don't drink. You know, you got to do something on the fucking plane.
Can you imagine if he did fucking drunk tweet? Could you imagine what those were, the spelling errors and the vulgarities?
Wind up with a radio show at a compound.
Very funny. Yeah, I'll give you that one. Very inside, very funny. Kudos to Joe.
Very nicely done.
Yeah, everybody's lost their mind. So what, are you happy with the meeting?
Yeah,
you happy with him powdering Kim's ass?
Well, that's what you do in a meeting. You got to be, you know. You
why
have
don't
to,
you do that here?
You have to be some. You have to. It has to be some decorum. You discuss, and you know, we had a great meeting. It's good, and blah blah blah. You know.
Are you happy about the pitch for condos on the beach? Were you happy with the real estate fucking video?
I'm a salesman. You know, I mean, everything's for sale. Any is an opportunity.
He was like, they have beautiful beaches there. I was like, when they shoot their cannons, I'm like, when the fuck did the 1700s show up? When they shoot their cannons, like, wouldn't it be nice? You could build beautiful condos there right in between South Korea
and send me a bid. And send me a bid to do a breakdown. I will get engineering on it. Yeah, there's money to be made. I'll do the breakdown.
This is the fucking president.
Yeah, because he's a fucking developer, you know?
I thought he was the president.
Well, he's also, you can't get out of development. You always got that salesman in you.
I'm telling you right now, you always got
that salesman in you.
Can you imagine if fucking Obama powder Kim Jong-un's ass.
Right
would be screaming. He's one of them.
Screaming.
No.
Look
oh,
at him.
Yes.
Can he do any accomplishments without the left going,
he hasn't accomplished anything yet. We'll see what he does. He hasn't accomplished anything. Nothing's been accomplished yet.
Really? What hasn't been accomplished?
I'm talking about with North Korea. They had a fucking meeting.
But we've taken we've had strides that we haven't had in decades.
Well, we've been here before with North Korea. This is the first time a president has met with the leader of North Korea because the other presidents would not meet with him.
Right.
So Trump took this tact. We'll see if it works out.
I mean, I was encouraged that they had, I mean, it was a one-page agreement, but they agreed to the denuclearization.
But nobody knows what that means.
They don't know the terms. They don't know the time scale and everything. But just the fact that he would say that,
the problem is North Korea's promised a lot of things.
Yeah, no, I know.
We'll see.
And they could lie. But the thing is it was better than being on what I felt like was almost the verge of nuclear holocaust a few months ago when he was calling him, like, you know, little jet boy or whatever it was, Rocket Man. You know, so... Okay.
We'll see.
I like the cooling down.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. You know, they're having a get along period. Then they'll fucking break up.
Yeah,
and then they'll get along again. That's two fucking children with bad haircuts.
Oh my god.
That's what we're dealing with.
Yes.
But you know what? If they get something out of it, if Trump gets them to denuclearize, Nobel Peace Prize. If he could do it.
Right now, there are toddlers holding hands in the sandbox, but I'll take that
over. But a lot of people are upset that Trump powdered Kim's ass. They were also upset when Trump was saying awful things about him.
You know, you want to know something? If Trump went in a burning building, rescued
rescued
a family, and brought everybody outside to safety.
Does he go back in and doesn't make it
out? No, still people go, you didn't get the cat. You know,
especially this room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be shit.
You don't get the cat.
That'd be some shit. You get the cat first. What's wrong with you?
You got the stupid Trump steaks, but you left the cat behind? What's fucking wrong with this guy?
Nobody got the Trump steaks.
No, that's the problem. Nobody, fake steaks. More like horse hide. Tough as leather.
No, that was the old wife.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. I'm not going to get too upset, too excited about it. We'll see what happens. Now, if he stops with the maneuvers with South Korea and nothing happens, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So we'll
see
what happens.
Well, he said he's going to. You know, they're going to stop the maneuvers.
Right, but if North Korea doesn't do anything, we shouldn't stop the maneuvers.
But I don't think that there's a problem if they stop it at least temporarily.
Temporarily,
it's not like they're
going to
get rusty.
Temporarily,
I'm sure Japan would appreciate not having a ballistic missile shot over their heads.
But basically, in any negotiation, you have to make it fair for both parties. So if they're going to, you know, if they're going to make these concessions, then we need to.
Well,
stop.
We got
to
get some. We got to get some.
Understood.
And I would still leave the troops there.
Yeah, we're not bringing home the troops.
Premature to take them home.
Yeah. Because if North Korea folds. China still is still itching for a fight.
Yeah.
So, you know, them building their little islands all over the place.
And the funny thing is, they've been building these islands for the past 5 years, maybe longer.
And Obama was going aggressively at them for it.
You know what, though? It was a minus. I don't.
We covered it.
But the thing about it wasn't that prevalent of a story.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't.
And Obama, actually, the Republicans were actually praising Obama because Obama would fucking buzz those islands. And because he would fly right over those islands, and China didn't like that at all. Obama was actually pretty aggressive with that.
It did. Let me tell you something. The news didn't report it
that
way.
But where do you think I got it from? Barack Obama himself?
No, I know. But what I'm saying is it was like a page 7 story.
Well, because there's always other shit going on.
I know, but it just seemed like, and I'm not blaming the Obama administration if they were trying to be aggressive, but it seems that the news really didn't make it.
They're still not covering it that much.
I know, but I think, would you agree that it's a major concern?
Yes.
And I wonder
I'm also concerned that our president thinks the Chinese leader's a great guy.
But I always say, keep your friends close and your enemies
closer. No, actually,
closer.
Actually, you have a joke where it doesn't say that, Joe. I'm pretty familiar with your act. We lost our space program. Now we got to ride with the Russians. That's like Kirk saying, I'm going to ride with the Klingons. You're a fucking act, stupid. You never said, you know what, Kirk should make nice with the Klingons.
I'm not on Face the Nation doing a
dissertation. Yes, you are.
A fucking dick joke comic, you moron.
There wasn't a dick in that joke, you asshole.
There's one right here.
That's fine, because I'm making a point. You never said keep your enemy. You never said keep them close before. When we had inspectors in Iran watching stuff, you never said, well, at least we're fucking close by now. No, you bought the party line. Well, this is horse shit. When we actually had people there. You can't have a
moment. But they weren't letting the inspectors in.
Yes, they were.
They weren't.
I'm going to say this again. I can't believe how many times I have to fucking say this to Trumpsters. The Trump administration, Pompeo, Ray, all the Coates, all said Iran complied with the deal. There were inspectors there. Everybody said, the only one who said they weren't complying, actually, I don't even know if he said they weren't.
Iran, I stand corrected. I meant Iraq.
Oh, I'm not talking about Iraq.
I'm talking about
the Iran nuclear.
All right. So that was different. It was a different topic.
Right. So Iran was complying, and we were keeping our enemies as close as we could. I just heard how awful this deal was. And now I hear, well, he's keeping his enemies close. And when Obama made peace with Cuba, now I don't remember your take on it, but plenty on the right will go, well, how can we do this? You can't deal with dictators. Mm. Now you can deal with, see, it's all fucking perspective. Whereas I'm consistent, I'm like, let's see what happens. Let's see the long game. Let's see the result. I think it worked out well that we dealt with Cuba. I think it did. I think the Iran deal, while not perfect, was certainly better than not having a deal at all.
You had to deal with Cuba, because the thing about it is that Russia, as we can see, Russia meddles with everything. You needed to go in.
Well, the president doesn't see it that way.
Well, but still, you wanted to get in with Cuba before you could get any more Russian meddling in that, to show them.
Well, they're communist countries.
And that's history coming back again.
Right. No.
Right, exactly. So you want to try to get.
All I'm saying is, from the Trump supporter, just give me some fucking consistency. If it's not
a perfect world, you're not going to get it.
But from individuals, if you think meeting with Kim is a good deal, then you got to think what we had with Iran was better than nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to think dealing with Cuba was better than nothing at all. If you think dealing with Kim is a terrible thing, then it's fair to say, you know, the deal we had with Iran was shit, and dealing with Cuba was shit. Just be fucking intellectually consistent, and that's what people can't do.
Yeah.
And that's why I have a problem with human beings. They suck at this.
Well, intellectually consistent, but it's a case-by-case basis.
I understand. Situation-by-situation basis. So much of it is fucking team, and with the Iran deal, you can't scream how awful it is when they got all the goodies, and now they got all the goodies, and now we get nothing. That's not fucking good deal making by us. That's a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, now I will say I did find President Trump's speech, I caught part of it today, interesting. He can be charming. He said something like, well, you know, if it doesn't work out, then it was a mistake. And I mean, he goes, well, I won't admit it. I'll blame somebody else. But he said that. I get why people dig this guy. He has his moments.
He does have moments.
He can't, because, what gets you is like, all right, take himself too seriously. Sometimes not so much.
He was meeting with Hannity, and Trump was saying, well, I really think the rhetoric led to this day, you know, where the two of them were Kim and Trump are going back. You know, sometimes I felt a little foolish doing it. I'm thinking, did you?
No, you didn't.
But fucking puts out a new perspective all the time. I go, I get it. He's
you
got to
admit, it keeps you on your toes.
No. No, because I know everything he says is horseshit, but I will admit he's entertaining. Yeah. But that's the problem with this thing. You know, we don't know what the fuck happened in there because I don't believe this guy, and
right.
I certainly don't believe Kim. So
no.
We don't know.
Don't know.
But you know what? Worst case scenario, we can fucking boycott Canada.
Oh, yeah, let's get them.
So those fucking Canucks.
They've sucked for years.
What was with Trudeau's eyebrows? He said he had fake eyebrows?
I've not heard this.
No.
I didn't hear that either.
Fake brows.
I think you said he had fake eyebrows.
He's a devilishly handsome man.
I understand.
By the way, I encourage
you. Like him? Look at him, by the way.
No.
He's dreaming.
We're
going to
take a break because we're very late. But you have a Discovery Channel, yes?
Yes.
They host. You ever watch Deadly's Catch?
Yes.
They have a show, The Bait. Have you seen The Bait? That's
no.
Like the pre-show. They have the new guy hosting it. My wife goes, looks just like Joe. I got to tell you, looks like you.
Yeah.
You got, I think the guy's name is Matt Rogers. Google Matt Rogers on images on the brain.
I'm going to.
But yeah.
Oh, great. I could be a great. Yeah, these guys got balls of steel. Loading up their ship.
No, he's the host. He's not on the ship.
Oh.
He's the host. You could do that gig.
Yeah.
You could sit there and host while men are talking.
I also got an offer to do voiceover work today.
Oh, that's nice.
I knew somebody in the marketing department. Goes, you have to do voiceover work? I go,
what do they need, a Yosemite Sam stat?
So.
What do they need? Just like your voice?
Yeah, voiceover work. Yeah, because she does voiceovers. You know, she hires voiceover people to do stuff. So she goes, yeah. I go, yeah, I do the voiceovers here and stuff like that. So that'll be
a
good demo.
That's a low bar here.
I can see it a bit. There's a... I think that one looks like Joe. If you Google Matt Rogers' Deadliest Catch.
He's devilishly handsome.
And he also speaks better, too. Which is probably why he got the gig over you.
And I guess he has shaved his head since then.
Yeah, he had the shaved head on the show.
Yeah, but there's a picture that I can see.
He was
see.
Actually wearing something that, like, if it had said Platsky on it, I'd go, oh, it's Joe. It was a type of shirt. It's like a fleece type thing. Yeah. So yeah,
we have them.
Yeah, I know you do. I know your wardrobe.
We have them. Yeah.
Yeah, there's kind of a look. Wait a minute. I'm just trying to go down in the Google images and see if there's a definitive Joe lookalike picture with this guy. But
well, if you want to just scroll to the top.
Yeah,
back to the top.
The first Google images that come up. The very first one.
Well, this one could be directly from the Fat Horse Challenge.
Oh my God! There's one where there's food coming out of the guy's.
I'm wearing the same shirt that I was.
Wait a minute! Isn't this a picture of you partying too hard at the compound? This is the morning cleanup crew.
Yeah.
So you see the resemblance.
It's the Sunrise Club. Yeah, I kind of do a little bit.
If he ever needs a body double. There you go. You got a gig.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm sure you could take a crab boat. Head on.
Yeah.
So there you go. You're famous.
Thank you.
You're what? Well, Matt Rogers is trying to be you. I think he's a former football player or something.
He's built like one.
Just like Joe.
Yeah. Well, Joe's a big dude. He could
That's
like,
right.
pummel somebody.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
It's like when we're writing and they're describing Joe's father. Like Joe, middle-aged, little punchy. I'm like, hey, fuck you.
I know. It's
we
like...
said he was 41. It's not real. You're way older than that. Stop you crying. Devilishly good-looking. Had the world by the balls. And then he offed himself. Your dad wasn't Anthony Bourdain, all right? Relax.
Right.
That'd You're right there.
Tough. Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. If not, I'll get Matt Rogers to replace you.
Funny.
All right. On the break, new music from Nadia and Alchemist Project with Mamma Mia, and you can learn more about them at KHB.